You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, guys? Kels Charles, Megan Murray here, and you are listening to Girls Talkin' Boys in partnership with SB Nation. As always, hello.
Happy Friday, everybody. The birds are chirping. All is right with the world because we're together in person. So enjoy.
We are together in paradise. And by paradise, we mean
my house that my dogs threw up all over.
I was gonna say Puke City, but I wasn't sure if I was gonna out the dogs.
Puke City, USA. No, out them. They vomit everywhere. What is an area rug, but not a landing spot for vomit?
They really have been doing the most in the worst way today.
And luckily, Kelsey's a good sport and understands because they just decided to unload as soon as she came to town.
They were like, oh, you're here. Here's a present for you. And I'm like, I can't tell if you miss me or not. Unclear at the moment.
They just felt so comfortable with, you know, yeah. Releasing the Kraken.
Really? That's one way of putting it. There's many Krakens have been released. So there's that. But I don't have a really good transition into OTA. So we're going to jump in.
So here we go.
Speaking of being released. Obviously the Dallas Cowboys had OTAs this week and we're coming off of league meetings recently as well. So a lot of things still going on and amongst the Krakens that are crackling around in the background of this said podcast today, they've decided to, again, just reemerge.
I told you, as soon as we start speaking, they unleash.
They really do.
Like, they're like, oh, you're talking. That means we should like do all of the things.
I'm going to roll around and start shaking. Aren't you, Josie? Anyways, my favorite thing coming out of OTAs ththus far has been Mike McCarthy's comments. I mean, they talk a lot about him scaling back OTAs. And I know you mentioned that.
He's so sassy.
He really is a funny dude. And he was like, it's basically like, are you trying not to get fined? Because obviously he dealt with some fines in previous years for going a little bit extra credito above and beyond. Is that what we can say?
Yeah, like the way he answered it, I was like, this isn't really a you thing. It's definitely like your wife was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, which is so funny. His wife's name is Jess. And like, she's an angel of a human being from my, you know, couple experiences that I've had with her. And I'm just laughing because I can just totally see her being like, I love you, but I will murder you if you keep getting all of these fines.
I need to know what the fine is. I feel like we do know. I just like couldn't find it like mentioned, but like he had it, what, 2021 and 2022, he got fined because they did like 11 on 11s and they were like more physical than they're supposed to be in an off-season program.
Oh, $50,000 in 2021 and then $100,000 in 2022. I'd be pissed.
See, that's the thing. She's like, look, we're trying to put these kids through college and like, if you ever want to get a boat that even like looks okay next to the Bravo Eugenia, like maybe we need to get our stuff together.
And they have like 1,000 children. Like
how many kids do they have?
I think it was like 4. And then
yeah, 4 feels right.
Something like that. Cause they all came and shopped for boots with me one night last fall.
Nice.
And they were like really lovely and amazing. But then I was like, there's a lot of you. How many are yours? And I feel like it was 4.
Yeah.
I could also, I mean, I have the memory of a wombat, assuming wombats have bad memory. So I could be completely saying that wrong. And he could have like 2. And I'm just over here like,
I think it's goldfish.
Yeah. How do we know that though? There was a study the other day that said that Harvard did a study about dogs sleeping and them dreaming about their owners. And they think they're like, dogs dream about their owners. And I'm like, how do you know that?
Yeah. Like, what? I mean, I would like to think that's the case because like 100%. Sweet dreams, but
like also like, how are you I need to know how you're confirming this hypothesis. Yeah,
like, are you able to talk to is there an actual Dr. Doolittle and we just, like, don't know?
Are you holding back?
Sound crazy to people? Yeah. Because, like, I want to meet that person.
Oh, no, 100%. Like, if you can talk to my dog, then we need to discuss relations immediately.
And I'm not talking about, like, dog whisperers. I mean, like, Dr. Doolittle. Like, where are you at?
Yeah. And if you can, like, get pictures of their mind and that's how you're knowing. I just need to know how you know. Anyways, I digress.
And can I sign up?
So hard. But I thought that was really funny that Jess, he was like basically saying that my wife would kill me, which I would kill him too.
Yeah, with that amount, I was thinking maybe like
$5,000.
25, which is still a lot.
Yeah.
But like given what his paycheck is, you know, that's not crazy, but like 150 total.
Yeah.
She's like, look, I had plans for this and none of them included giving it back to the NFL. So figure it out.
Unwell. Like, she's like, I mean, I don't want to say what she would and wouldn't do with the money, but that's a lot of vacations, boots. That's a lot of, dog treats. Like, there's a lot of things. Honestly, a lot of dogs and cats. Like, you could, especially on free adoption weekends, like, you can do a lot of things with $100,000.
Yeah. And like, I have to imagine, like, we have a staff at the house. Like, we have someone that's cleaning for us, you know?
Yeah.
Doing the landscaping.
Yeah.
We could be paying. This could go so many other places.
Literally do not.
Because the way that he was doing it so willy-nilly, like, I don't give a crap. And then now he's holding back. I'm like, this wasn't a you decision.
Yeah. This was a, the boss at home had some issues.
Big Jess.
She said, nah, dog. We ain't down with that. So anyways, I did want to get your main thoughts from OTAs. I know you've kind of done a little bit of, you know, your research takeaways, that you're looking at.
If you don't follow Patrick Nosey Walker, like, I don't know what you're doing.
Literally that.
The actual question. John Machado always has good insights too, but I really went and read through Patrick's stuff this week for just some of the takeaways. So he wrote a great article about it. I'm just really letting you know what his insights were. And I did go back and watch some of the videos that were taken and all that good stuff. But I think everyone's been kind of curious what Deuce Vaughn's role could potentially be.
Yeah.
You know, just considering the filled out running back core, like, would he be giving Turpin a run for his money for, you know, returns or whatever? And it doesn't seem to be that way from what he has deduced. The way they're using him in, you know, this is early on, but in these practices, is he's looking to be more of a gadget back. So
that makes sense.
It does. Like, and obviously he's aware he's smaller. Like, we don't have to keep saying it.
Yeah.
But like, just being able to use him for, you know, they talk about how they're going to utilize the running game a lot more this year. So just to like have more ways to utilize that whole core is going to be kind of clutch going forward. So
I like that.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, honestly, like, I think there's been a lot of eyes on the backfield. You know, that was the sweetheart story of the draft.
For sure.
But I do feel like, especially with, you know, the departure of Ezekiel Elliott,
I'm still like in denial. I haven't reached the correct phase yet.
Yeah. There's just like, I just feel like, we're in a position where, I don't know, like, people are, they're confident in Pollard, obviously, but no one's going to complain about having extra utility back there. And especially again, with there being some changeups in the regards of personnel and all of that. So it makes sense due to his size. I don't expect to see a ton of stuff from him, but it's kind of fun either way to see, you know, what they're doing.
You know what? If he just balls out, I'll live life. But if we get to see him a little bit, I'll still be happy for him.
It's just such a great name, too. Yeah. Like, it really is. Deuce. Like, but if you think about it, like, when you named your child Deuce, it could only go one of two.
That has to be a nickname, no?
I don't know. I'm telling you, like, when you did that, you either knew you were setting your child up for the ultimate, like, success, just to be, like, a total boss. Or they were either going to be a total lame. Like,
I'm just assuming. Yeah. Okay. This is what I thought. His name is Christopher Vaughn II, aka Deuce. This makes all the sense.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. I like that. I like that better than what if that is that usually what people that are the second are called? I feel like
Deuce.
Yeah. No, Junior maybe.
Yeah. I feel like it's like Junior. Junior.
Because like what? Third is when you're here a third, you're called Trip. And when you're.
Or Trey.
Or Trey.
Oh.
Or when I think the worst one, the worst offender is like when you're a fourth, they'd call you four. And I don't like that.
I did not know that was a thing. Yeah. And also like, not to talk poorly about family names, but like, you really don't have any other ones to use. We got to keep reinventing the wheel.
I mean.
Four times?
The thing is, I feel like Chris Vaughn is a great dude. So like, yeah. Carry that on. But some of you guys don't need deuces in your life.
Chris Vaughn the 12th. Like, when does it end?
And what do you call them?
Yeah. Like, Chris Vaughn the 16th would like to have a word. That's just, I don't know. Like, I feel like we like tap out. There needs to be.
Yeah, like, are you the. It's giving like, I think I'm royalty, which, you know.
I didn't say it, but you know.
Some of you need to check your ego. I'm not speaking of Chris here. No. I am speaking of, you know, some of you out there.
I actually am now officially interested to know what is like the Guinness World Book of Records or whatever.
Far our name's gone?
I need to know.
Yeah, that's a great question.
It's in inquiring minds. All right. Moving on, let's stay in the backfield because Tony Pollard obviously is the main man's back there. And
RB1.
Like, this is, we have fully ascended into RB1 territory. It's been a cool thing to watch for, you know, we all know that.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. I think the thing that makes me so nervous, and this is not based on Tony himself, it's just based on our track record with people returning from injury.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Yeah, I mean, listen, like, you're not wrong. And it was a broken leg is a big deal. And I love our training staff. And like, I think the doctors and trainers are some of the best that in the league, and they are very widely recognized as being as such. But like, at the same time, a traumatic injury is a traumatic injury. We all notice differences in Dak, whether or not we want to admit it, when he's, you know, dealing with like his foot. You talk about Michael Gallup not being in the same position that they were hoping he would be. Like, it is, your body takes wear and tear, especially when it's something to that degree of an injury that's serious and it's going to impact you. And now that he is the main man, you're like, bro, I hope you actually are good because like, we need you.
Well, and I'm trying not to let like the, you know, the Dak return, which was, you know, it was a little slower than we anticipated. And like, again, traumatic injuries, like we should set our expectations like correctly. And like Gallup, for example, I think is a good one because like, yeah, he came back late, but he was like good to go for all intents and purposes, but we know that he really wasn't.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily that he wasn't physically ready. He is like, was he mentally ready too? There's a whole lot of stuff that goes into that. I'm trying not to look at Tony Pollard with those eyes, but it's hard not to.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like it's fair, but then I feel like on the flip side, like playing devil's advocate, it seems as though Michael Gallup is, you know, getting back to his pre-injury form.
Yes.
And that is something that is to be excited about because we all know that wide receiver is a place of need for this team.
It shows.
And they need to be fixing it sooner rather than later. And so it's like really, really refreshing that we are in a position now where people are like taking notice of the fact that Gallup looks good and I'll take that. Like I will stack that little victory because, you know, first of all, you can't help but root for him as a person. Like he's just a wonderful human being. But at the same time, like you really wanted him to do well based off of the contract and where they put their money in him and wanting him to be able to succeed. So when it didn't really quite work out like they wanted it to last year, you start to wonder, okay, like, does he actually have juice left in the tank? Like, is this something we should have actually, you know, considered? Or is he able to be what we need him to be? So it's really refreshing to hear that at least early signs are pointing in the right direction.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What's up, guys? I'm Evan Turner, co-host of the Point Four podcast, alongside Andre Iguodala. We got a special series out now, all about our favorite NBA cities, the greatest places to travel, the evolving cultures and cuisines, and some of our most memorable experiences while we were on the road during our many years in the NBA. We talk about Miami, Chicago, New York, and many more. Tune in to Courts and Culture, the Point Four travel guide, sponsored by Hennessy. You can find it on Point Four Feed on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Patrick says that he looks like he's thinking less and trusting his body again.
I love that.
That's a great thing to hear. Also, like, I believe it was Mishota was saying that the routes between Gallup and Dak are looking crisp.
Crispy routes.
I like it.
We love crispy routes. But also, like, I think that's a really great point that you just brought up about how, like, with Patrick's talking about, it's easy to see that he's, you know, not having to think as much, which I feel like is showing you that he's at a place where he feels like he's truly in recovery, you know, like where you let the physical aspect of the game, like, take over. Like, your body has done so many reps that your mind doesn't have to, you know, think as much.
Yeah.
That to me is exciting to hear. And that's a great assessment. And I hope it stands true.
Yeah. Nothing more that I want than for Gallup to be right again, because when he is right, it is so fun to watch that guy.
Yeah. And again, like, it makes it that much sweeter that he's like a good human being. So it makes him easy to root for.
100%. I think another thing, like, to that, like, wide receiver core, it's apparently Turpin, and this is kind of what we expected and wanted from him.
Yeah.
But he's taking more offensive reps instead of just fully focusing on, yeah, special teams.
We love to see that.
Hey, the more weapons I can utilize, the better. Like, I want to have a Swiss Army knife offense.
Yeah.
And if this little tool comes out from the side and it can be Turpin, I'm down.
He's like, listen, y'all thought I was a pocket knife, but I'm actually a Bowie knife. So, like, recognize.
Better watch out.
I mean, I love this. It's a natural progression for guys that are skill players to be rotated in and kind of earn their keep via special teams. You know, I feel like, speaking of sweethearts of the team, like, Turpin had to have been that. At least he was for, like, a lot of the people in the media that I'm friends with. Like, he was just constantly on the tip of their tongues. So,
like, we're just waiting for this man to go off.
Literally, they're like, it's the Turpin game. Like, I'm going to sneak it into existence.
I don't know how many times I was like, he's going to go all the way back this time. Mm-hmm. Every game. And I was like, it still hasn't happened.
It's okay, though, because now he's going to, like, have the role to really, truly make the impact that I feel like he personally feels like he can bring to the table. And I think that everyone else believes in him, and it's, you know, you earn the respect, and now it's time to, like, make stuff happen. So, like, let's go, baby.
With him, I can, that, like, is totally it. Like, he has really earned the respect on the team, and, like, to see him progress is great. I think one that I find interesting is that it seems as though Kelvin Joseph may be dipping his toe into other position groups.
Really?
That is actually, Patrick didn't note that one, but I certainly looked around and I was like, holy cannoli, because he's been practicing at safety and I believe at I have it written down here. He's at safety and nickel.
Really?
Yeah. So the fact, obviously, like, he may not be the perfect fit for a cornerback, but for whatever reason, Dan Quinn sees something in this kid.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, if we can't make you fit here, if you're not working with this core, like, maybe we, like, adjust you. And you saw him do that with Israel. And, like, you know, maybe it works out for Kelvin.
Yeah, I mean, I'm most certainly open to it. I feel like if anyone can do that, it's going to be, you know, Dan Quinn. Nickel is really, truly, I feel like, the new base defense anyways. And so to have someone who can be utility or slide over, like, that makes sense to me. I think it's a fun storyline to watch. And I think you'll be able to get a better idea. Like, OTAs is so, so new and fresh. And they're just getting to the point where they're like, okay, like, let's just move some of these pieces around, like chess pieces. Like, we got some new freshies in here. We got some, you know, oldies that we need to kind of figure out how we want to play those cards. And then, you know, OTAs really isn't going to be the time where I'm like, oh, this is happening. Yeah, but at the same, like, time,
official. But we're going to play around.
It's a safe space to be able to try some things. And apparently Bobby Belt's the one who's been, you know, tooting that horn. And I respect the hell out of his sources. And so I think this is definitely something that everyone should find very intriguing.
Yeah, because, like, everyone's like, oh, they're just going to cut him. And obviously that's not happening. And Dan Quinn has been, like, trying to make this work.
Yes.
Because that was a guy that he, like, did, like, pound the table a little bit for. So yeah. He's like, I'm going to prove to you that I can make, like, that this was a good decision.
Right.
It's going to take me a minute, but I will find the perfect spot for him, or he's at least going to try.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it works out.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
I would say. What else in terms of,
I think the other one big thing that, like, I thought was interesting was that Mozzie Smith, I think that's, you know, first round draft pick, everyone's kind of keeping their eye out, like, seeing how he's going to do.
Yeah.
And they've been double teaming him in these practices, and he's been, you know, up for the challenge.
I just love that name so much.
Yeah.
Mozzie Smith.
Dave was, like, talking about how he can't stop thinking about that, like, language app from, like, back in the day. It was called Mozzie.
Oh, really?
And it was, like, this big, giant, like, monster guy.
Oh, I have no idea. But Kent Garrison and I can't stop talking about Mozzie Star, which is, like, cool. Or, yeah, like, it's, like, this, like, obvious, like, old school band. And it reminds me of Woodstock. Like, I was, like, vibing so hard to them when I was in Woodstock a couple years ago. And, yeah, so, of course, like,
leave it to you two to bring out the music reference.
Oh, 100%. Like, this, like, niche, you know, little reference. And I was like, Mozzie Star. And of course.
I mean, and he's Mozzie and he's going to have a star. So.
I'm telling you, it's worlds colliding,
it
people.
Itself,
it honestly does write itself.
But, like, the fact that he's, you know, up for the challenge for that, like, and we'll see how that progresses too. But, like, he's such a big guy. And then you're going to have him next to other big boy Hankins. And, like, that's just going to be such a fun little dink and dunk to have over there that I'm excited about.
Speaking of dink and dunk, I love this. Stephen A. Smith always has, he cannot get the Dallas Cowboys out of his mouth.
I was, like, looking for, you know, like, stuff for us to chat about. I was, like, I just turned on my TV and I'd obviously been watching the Stars from last night.
Yeah.
And it was so
Dallas Stars,
and they didn't lose in overtime.
I just need to make sure you guys know that I literally gave up on them last night, and I was like, I'm not even watching the end of this game. I'm going downstairs. And
it's like, when they go to overtime, it's usually
not good. L's. It's, we take a lot of the L's. And Meg texts me, she goes, what did you say to me today?
I was like, it turns out they won. And then you were like, you thought that I meant that, like, the Vegas one.
Yeah.
And I was like, no you like those MFers. And I was like, well, the MFers were the ones that won, but they are still MFers, so I agree.
Yeah.
But regardless, so when I turned on my TV today, I still had it on ESPN, and look who was on the television. But
look who it was.
Stephen A. Smith talking trash about Dak Prescott the second I turned on my TV.
Rocking.
Wild.
He literally, that man, I'm telling you, like, I would love to get an audit of his scripts for the year about, like, what his talking points are. It's like, he's like, I feel like it's
a lot of Cowboys.
A lot of Cowboys. Like, if I had to bet that on the ratio, the full ratio of content for him, it's like gotta be like 90-10 Cowboys.
Yeah.
Like, he might as well be like, you know, Dak was wearing a purple shirt and I effing hate purple. He was like, he looks dumb. Purple's a bad color, you know, or purple's offensive or whatever he decides to say.
Yeah.
That's where he's at.
He loves, I mean, I'm not even going to get into it too much. Like, on his, like, the jabs he was making, I was like, those don't even make sense. But but the topic they were talking about was Dak Prescott said there are some, he was talking about the Mike McCarthy offense or whatever, and like how his thoughts on it. And he said, there are going to be some changes. It's not like we're going to throw away our playbook. And he called him, he said, he's the most useless quote in football. And like, while he
takes one to know one, my guy.
Right. But while he, okay, here's the thing though. While I don't agree with him ever, and I didn't agree with his full take on this, he's not wrong, because Dak doesn't, he's not your spicy quote guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's like very media trained. He's going to walk the line. So like, what do you expect him to say? It was essentially what his point was. He was a lot more crass in it. In a rude way about it.
Yeah.
And I don't hold that belief, but like, it is one of those things where like, what do you expect Dak to say? Like, Dak is always going to, he's very media trained. He's going to say like,
yes,
he's always going to say the right thing. Like, what do you want him to say? His offense is trash.
Yeah.
Like, he's, no offense to this man, but he's not Devontae Adams. So.
Oh.
Devontae Adams will tell you what he thinks. And
it's not always a good thing.
It's not right now, but at least he's saying that he likes that he's able to have an open dialogue with the Raiders. So like, take that for what you will. But he did talk trash on them. So like, he's not going to have that kind of quote ever.
No.
So I get your point, but I was just like,
he's going to be rah-rah kumbaya. Yeah. I take accountability.
He's going to be like, on to the next one.
Literally that. Things.
Like, what do you want him to say?
There's a rotation of like 10 sayings that all media trained superstars use. And he subscribes to those theories.
It's like, I think Steven wants him to like, be like, we're trash sometimes. Yeah. And it's like, it's just not, he's a motivational guy. He's not going to sit there and disparage his teammates. Yeah. Like, he might say that he was not good.
Yeah.
But like, he's never going to talk poorly about other people in his locker room. And that's why he has a good locker room. So it's almost like, I totally got what he was saying on to the note of like, he's not a good quote.
Right.
But like, that's almost the best part.
Yeah. Like, chill, my guy.
Yeah. And he's never going to chill though. So, but that's why he gets talked about.
He just likes to just do whatever he can to screw the Cowboys.
Biggest troll.
He's like, if it involves screwing the Cowboys, I'm on board.
Yeah, 100%.
Speaking of,
it was just funny that I was like literally looking up.
You're like, of course,
and I was like, none other than this topic right on the screen.
You can always count on our guy Steve.
Good Lord.
Speaking of getting screwed, the Cowboys always find a way to, you know, have some interesting scheduling by the league. And the league meetings just came out and the owners ruled in favor of flexing Thursday night games if need be. Well, all of that is well and good, except for the fact that that could then put the Cowboys in a position if they flex the Seattle Seahawks.
You're talking about that Seattle Seahawks. Oh, that's real nice there. You watch a little too much hacking on the television, huh?
Hey. My God. Or I'm hanging out with you and it's like the northern.
I do slip up, huh?
I do slip up and have a bit of an accent sometimes. The Seahawks game could potentially be flexed, which would give the Cowboys 3 less days to prep for a game. And we all know that would be terrible.
And honestly, now that they've put that out there, it's gonna happen.
I aren't truly though. It's like if it can, it will. And I'm like, can we not?
Yeah, like, I wish they just would have kept that to themselves.
My boyfriend, actually, I think he loves me so much. But
such a great guy.
This is one of the things that he gets, like, peeved about, because I've become superstitious AF. Like, and I blame the Cowboys. I know! And just in general, I am.
Since he's known you.
Yeah, no. I'm literally like, don't say it. And he's like, it doesn't mean it's going to happen. I'm like, don't even say it!
See, him and Dave should get together and talk, because like, they're both that way.
Yeah. He's like, it's not real.
He's like, just because you wear that shirt doesn't mean something's going to happen. I was like, watched it happen. So like, what now?
It doesn't not mean like, it's going to happen.
The shirt. And I'm like, you can't tell me it's not.
I'm telling you, this team this team, this league. I am superstitious as hell now. And as a human being. And by now, I mean the last 12 years since I've been following this team, but still.
Yeah, like if you want to talk about the downfall of Brett Maher, it's Kelsey's fault because she didn't wear the jersey that she was given.
It is. And if we, I am who I am. It's the only jersey I've ever owned. And the man gets cut. He gets cut. Like, what do you mean? I'm telling you guys, like, this is real. I'm a curse.
Yeah, so it's all her fault. So if you want to direct some of your anger, I'm just kidding.
You can. Slide into my DMs.
You can. We'll giggle about it.
Or don't. Please don't. Dear God. I can't take it anymore. All right. Well, speaking of taking it anymore, that's going to go in a weird direction.
Yeah, I was about to say, where are you going?
I'm done with this show. I'm trying to tell you. I'm out.
Shut dog out.
We're done. We are done. Guys, thanks so much for coming to hang out with us. We really do enjoy spending time with you. Oops, I just broke this earring. We hope you have a great holiday weekend.
Be safe. Don't drink and drive.
Don't forget what the reason of the season is. And make sure you are subscribed to Blogging the Boys podcast, wherever you get your podcast, whether that's Spotify, Apple, iTunes, or Stitcher. Also, come hang out with Megan and I on social media. We are so fascinating to follow. I cannot emphasize enough. I tweet like negative times right now, but Megan still holds it down on the Twitter. You can still come hang out with me as we stare off into the silent abyss.
I made her watch Vanderpump Rules the other day. It was fascinating.
I really did. It was great. My Twitter, though, is Kelsey_Charles. I'm also on Instagram at HeyKelseyCharles. And Megan is?
At Meg Murray with 4 R's on Instagram and Twitter.
There's some things that, you know, speaking of sea hacks and birds, we just need to make sure that you guys are well aware of where we stand on the situation. So, Megan, leave the good people with the most important thing.
Well, Dallas forever, Philly for never, huh?
Ha, hacks. Okay, bye.